Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 14th, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 1 to 3. God will fight our battles if we trust Him by faith. We read in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 15 to 18 like this. Then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet this valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand." The second book of Kings starts with a simple statement. Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. Ahab had now died, and when his son Jehoram became the king of Israel, there was a rebellion from a vassal who provided Israel with 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams regularly. This was an enormous blow to Israel's economy, and so Jehoram mustered the help of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and the king of Edom to bring Moab back into subjection. However, as his armies marched on a roundabout way of the wilderness of Edom for 7 days, they faced a crucial problem. There was no water for the army or for the animals that followed them. On the natural realm, it appeared that they would not be able to survive without water and fall into the hands of the enemy. The lack of water reminded all three kings that God was in control and their combined power meant nothing without Him. It was then that Jehoshaphat suggested that they should go to a prophet of God for help, and they located Elisha, who was now endowed with a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. Even though Jehoram had done evil in the sight of God, Elisha respected the presence of the godly Jehoshaphat. He called for a musician, and as the musician played, the power of God came upon Elisha, and he predicted that the valley would be full of pools not caused by rain, and that the Moabites would be defeated. God would indeed fight their battle on their behalf. As with many Old Testament miracles, the prophet's words carry instructions for human participation as well, so that the faith of the people and the divine provision may each have their proper part. In this case, the armies were to dig trenches throughout the countryside, and God would fill them with water. They obeyed the word of the prophet, and God provided water to the three armies in abundance. To God, this miracle was so insignificant, that is a light thing, that He would use this miracle to deliver the Moabites over to them. Let us remember today that God will fight our battles for us if we let Him and trust Him by faith. It is always better to trust in God than to put our confidence in people or authorities around us. As we read in Psalms 118 verses 7 to 10 like this. "The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me." It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. "All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them."